T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, answering your questions. Ready, Steve?
Ready.
This one is from Marissa from Greenville, Mississippi. She says, I am 28 years old, and I have a 29-year-old boyfriend that just might be the perfect man for me if his breath wasn't so foul. She said, I prayed for a good man, and I believe this is who God sent me. Mm-hmm. But God forgot to fix his bad breath first. Mm-mm. Is this an easy fix? And if so, how do I tell him without ruining his ego?
Well, you're going to have to hurt him now. There ain't no soft way to be, you got bad breath. You know, it's really not. He's going to take a hit. But I don't know how long you've been dating him. But this is something where you can just say, hey, look, I really, really care for you. Oh, my God, I think you're absolutely fabulous. But I want you to just think about something. Your breath is a little strong. Just use the word strong. Don't say stink or funky or smell like hot garbage. Mm-hmm. Don't be in there, you know, talking about, you know, your mouth smell like, you know, like outdoor, you know, outhouse. Don't.
Who's going to say that?
Outhouse.
I've told some people like that. Hey, man. Hey. Your breath smell like a sewage pipe. You don't have to go there. So what you want to do is you want to say, listen to me, sweetie. I really care about you and I love you a lot. I think you're a fabulous guy. I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but your breath is a little strong. Now, do you want me to help you make a dentist appointment? Because if you got to get this corrected out, because your career, your job, I don't want anything to happen to you because people may be talking about you behind your back. Has anybody ever said this to you? Well, nah, anybody said it to me. Okay, well, I'm saying it to you because I care about you. And that's the only way. You have to be. He's a man. He'll be okay. His ego going to be a little bit bruised, but his ass going to get up in there and start testing himself. A lot of guys, so most people got bad breath. They don't even know it.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody got up close enough to tell him.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
Yeah, you can't say nothing to him.
Because most people, so
I
know with bad breath.
If he reacted a different way, what you supposed to do then? If he reacted
Hold on. Whoa. I care about you. I didn't tell you this to start a fight or an argument. I told you this to bring us closer together. I want to be closer to you. And I don't want nothing coming between us right now.
What's wrong with my breath?
See, now what you gonna do now, baby? Baby. You gonna stop with all them W's and all them peace sounds, and you gonna stop all that pushing air out. That's what you need you to do.
Why I got to stop? Why?
Because look at my eyebrows. So aggressive. You see them in my hands? I want them on my face. Okay, Shirley, next question.
All right. All right. This is from Dantes from Waco, Texas.
Go ahead.
Says, Dantes, right? Uncle Steve, I loaned a young lady I was dating $1,000 about 6 months ago to help her pay some bills, and she promised to pay me back. I broke up with her last month because she is trifling and planned a trip to Florida with her girls for spring break, knowing she still owes me money. What kind of advice can you give me so I can get my money from this woman?
Well, listen to this now. The key word in this sentence, Dantes, what's his name?
Yeah, Dantes.
Dantes, you said she's trifling. Now, you tried to help the woman out by giving her some money for her bills. She said she'd pay you back. but she done already went on spring break with some friends. She not going to pay you back. Now, you can spend a lot of time going after this girl and burn a lot of energy up, or you can do like I do when people owe me money. I buy them out of my life. And sometimes you just have to purchase them away from you. Yeah. Ain't no lesson like a bought lesson. And you've paid for this lesson. First of all, that's right. And you've given somebody some money who you should not have trusted. Or, now let's be real too, Dantez. You gave her money because you was on it.
Yes, sir.
You gave her money because you was sleeping with her.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah. That's
Tell
why you gave her
junior.
Money.
Junior.
Yeah.
Junior. Come no, on, for real. Young Junior.
Yeah.
No, for
yeah.
real. Young Junior, old Tommy. That's yeah. that's why. Because you were sleeping with her, and you that's why you gave her the money. Now you're not sleeping with her back, and you want the money. But if you were still sleeping with her, you wouldn't be sweating about the money. Mm-hmm. Let's just have an honest over. Conversation.
There you go, big dog. You exactly
so
right.
now, it's over. Write it off. Lost mm-hmm. column. Don't do it again.
Right.
But you're going to spend a lot of energy chasing person mm-hmm. that you can't track down for money. Because all yeah, you got is small claims court.
That's it.
And then you got to have paperwork, something that says she was going to pay you back. That, oh, I promised to pay you back. That's he said, she said. I thought he gave it to me since we were sleeping together. You don't want that to be said in court.
Okay.
Let it go, Dante.
All right. All right, Steve, this is from Douglas from Salisbury, Maryland. It says, I'm a 25-year-old man and my girlfriend is 15 years older than me. Our relationship is amazing except for one problem. My girlfriend's daughter wants me. She is 21 years old and she's gorgeous. When I'm over at the house, she will flirt and or flash her breasts at me when her mom isn't around. I'm getting more and more tempted to see what's up with my girlfriend's daughter. How can I get this girl to leave me alone, Steve?
Okay, first of all, sir, let's have a real conversation. You didn't write this letter to find out how to leave her alone because you said you're getting more and more tempted to see what's up with this girl. You've said your relationship is amazing. You don't really mean that. There's something wrong with it because this 21-year-old girl is tempting it, and the 21-year-old girl don't care for the relationship. And it's her mama. She trifling. If you go with her, you're going with a trifling person. But you tempted because you ain't really sold on your mama. You said it's amazing, but it really ain't, dog. Good luck, partner.
All right, Steve.
You can lie to everybody, but you can't lie to Uncle Steve.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com and submit your questions for the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.